Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I sure hope everyone is doing well. Welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. What do you say we give these awesome musicians and singers a little break? Let them tune up those guitars and fiddles and take a little breather while we talk about the outdoors. Now, I am on the porch of the cabin this morning. Been sticking pretty close to home this past week. Got back from New Mexico, you know, a couple weeks ago. Had a fun hunt up there. Did not kill a mule deer, but had an awesome time hunting in an awesome part of the country. And, you know, to me, that's what hunting is all about. I like to put meat in the freezer, and I even have plans to go whitetail hunting in a couple of days here, closer to home, and hoping to get some venison for the freezer. I want to make some corned venison. I love Reuben sandwiches, and more on that topic later. But if you like Reuben sandwiches and you like corned beef, you can order, I think it's less than $10, a little kit from Butcher Packer Supply that has all the seasonings, you know, and a little packet of cure that you can make corned beef at home, which is our corned venison. I'm hoping for the venison, but I know I can get the corned if I get the venison. Anyway, Big Bore air guns. That's kind of a topic I want to touch on a little bit in today's show. I was over at Air Force Air Guns earlier this week, and I picked up one of the new Texans that pressures up to 3,625 PSI. A lot of pressure. Now, that thing generates foot poundage, and all of you hunters probably savvy foot pounds of energy. It generates about, I think, just a tad over 750 foot-pounds of energy. But there's a new valve, a special valve, and then a tank that's rated for this 3,600 PSI that you can put on. All the new Texans are coming with those, and you can put that new tank and valve assembly on the older model Texans, and it shoots just as hard, you know. The action and all is the same on the gun. But a lot of people ask me, well, Luke, you've hunted with these Big Bore air guns for several years now. How far do they reach, or how good do they shoot? Well, the Texan, folks, is the first production Big Bore air gun in the country. I can speak from experience. It shoots very well. I've killed game out to a little over 75 yards. I'm talking about hogs and exotics here in Texas. This new one, which I just sighted in, it shoots some awesome groups. I'm using some Nielsen specialty bullets. They have a little concave back to the bullet that I think helps the air pressure, helps seal the bullet with the air pressure. But it's a more of a pointed spire point bullet, 240 grains. So I'm not really interested in shooting those giant bullets. But I like that 240 grain hollow point for hunting. I think it's going to be a really good bullet. I've actually just started shooting it. A lot of questions about hunting big game with Big Bore air guns. This is a 45 caliber Texan that I've been shooting, and the new one is also 45 caliber. But yes, they have plenty of power. I've shot completely through wild boar and easily shoot through deer. I mean, it's really shocking if you think of an air gun being the old pump-up model that we all used to have when we were kids. These are PCP guns that pressure up with air tanks or a compressor that'll generate over 3,000 plus PSI. But way different than what you might think about as an air gun if you grew up like I did shooting squirrels and rabbits with pump-up air guns like the old Crossman and Sheridans. I had them all when I was a kid and wore the squirrels and rabbits out. But you do need to make sure Texas allows Big Bore air guns this year, and they started last year for hunting big game. But you have to check, regardless of what state you're in, make sure they're legal and what they're legal for. Folks, we're just about out of time. I had a ball. Let's get back and hear some more of this good music. I'm tuned in and ready. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.